福音十一章二十七节。
Gospel Luke chapter 11 verse 27。
耶稣正说这话的时候，众人中间有一个女人大声说：“怀你胎的和乳养你的有福了。”28节。
28。
耶稣说：“是，却还不如听神主道而遵守的人有福。”有一次主耶稣讲到时候
One time when Jesus is preaching,
有一个女人受了感动
And one of women was moved by the Spirit.
她就大声说怀你胎的和乳养你的有福了
And she called out, blessed is the mother who gave you birth and nursed you.
这里把怀胎跟乳养分开讲
And here we can see birth and nursing are separate topic here.
通常怀胎乳养是同一个妇人所担任的。
First of all, a woman has the ability to bear the birth.
但有时候孩子生了以后送给别人去养。
But sometime after birth, the mother has to give the child away for nursery.
她都成为生母，没有成为养母。
And which is the mother of birth.
那有的是养别人生给她的。
And some woman nursing the children who gave birth by someone else.
她只能当养母，没有当生母。
And she is the mother of nursing only.
所以这个妇人就把怀胎乳养分开讲。
Therefore, here the woman separate these topic, birth and nursing.
能够怀耶稣胎，又能够把她养大的。这个妇人的确有很大的福气。
Therefore, she say, "Blessed is the mother who gave you the birth and nursed you."
因为历史上能够为耶稣怀胎又把她养大的妇人一个而已。
Because in the history, there is only one woman can give birth of Jesus and nursery Jesus.
可以说空前绝后。
Which is the only one.
耶稣赞同她的看法。
Jesus agreed on her view.
他说是的。
He said yes.
就是说，能够怀有胎的，又乳养我的，这个妇人的确有福气。
And he said yes, blessed to this mother who gave me the birth and nursed me.
然后他说，却还不如听神主道而遵守人有福。
But he replied, blessed rather are those who hear the words of God and obey it.
这个是一个不可能的假定。
And this is an impossible suggestion.
他假定玛利亚虽然为耶稣怀胎又乳养他。
He assumed the woman Mary bear the birth and nursed him.
如果他没有所生到有什么福气呢？
If she did not obey the truth, what blessing she would have?
为什么说这个是不可能的假定？
Why Jesus assumed this impossible?
因为玛利亚是个很好的女子。
Because Mary is a good woman.
她不可能不所生的到。
Because she definitely will obey God's word.
当她订了婚还没有结婚之前
After engagement before the marriage,
天使就对她说
An angel told her,
你将生一个孩子
You will give birth of a boy.
这个是圣灵临到你身上的结果
And this is the result of the conceiving of the Holy Spirit.
2000年前的犹太社会是非常保守
2000 years ago, the Jewish custom is very close.
就像台湾社会从前的时候很保守 现在比较开放
Just like the old time of Taiwan village, their mind are very conservative.
在那样保守的时代，一个女孩子没有结婚就有孩子是一个很奇怪的事情。
In such circumstance, at that time, if a woman without a marriage and give birth for a boy, this is not acceptable.
大家一定会怀疑这个女孩子一定做错了事情。
And people would have a doubt on this girl. She has done something wrong.
如果你解释说是圣灵临到我才有这个孩子。
If the reason is because the conceiving of the Holy Spirit,
没有人会相信。
No one would believe.
因为这种事以前没有发生过。
Because never happened. This thing never happened before.
连她的未婚夫都不相信。
Even her fiance cannot believe at all.
以为她是做错了事情。
And her fiance believe she has done something wrong.
但她的未婚夫一个好人。
But her fiance was a good man.
不想明明羞辱她。
And doesn't want to. Clearly insult her
想暗暗地不要她
and want to let her go secretly
天使就告诉她
but angel told him
你未婚妻的孩子是从圣灵来的
and here your the seed is conceived by the Holy Spirit in your wife's womb.
啊，你只管把她请过来。
And you can marry her directly.
她要生一个男孩子。
Because you will give birth of a boy.
你要起他的名字叫耶稣。
And you will name it Jesus.
因为他把这里百姓从这里面救出来。
Because he will save all his people out of the sin.
他的作为去成就了，就应验书以赛书的预言。
Because all these will be complete to fulfill the promise that the prophecy of Isaiah.
就同年怀孕生一个孩子。
Because there's a virgin will be conceived and gave birth.
人家称他名为以马内利。
And the name is Emmanuel.
就神与人同在。
Which is God be with you.
为什么是一个好人
Because Joseph is a good man.
多怀疑他的妻子做错的事情。
Even he doubt what the Mary has done something wrong.
其他的人一定都会怀疑。
And the rest of people surround them will have the doubts too.
但玛利亚并没有拒绝。
But Mary did not refuse.
她没有说你去找别人，你不要找我。
And she did not refuse go somewhere else, not for me.
因为这种事情对社会很难交代清楚。
Because this kind of event cannot be accepted by the custom.
她接受了。
But she accept
为了成了神的主意
in order to fulfill God's will.
她接受这个很难接受的事实
She accept the task which is unacceptable.
当孩子慢慢长大时候
when the child keep growing,
很多人一定用奇怪眼睛看他，你为什么有这个孩子？
And many people will see in a strange eyes why, who is the father?
她会忍受这么多人奇怪眼睛看她背后的批评，甚至于当面的攻击。
She has to bear all the attack and the criticize from the back.
这些都是可以预见到的一个事实。
And all these she can foresee would happen.
但是她没有拒绝。
But she did not refuse.
可见了一个很好的女孩子。
Actually, she is a good lady.
为了成了神的主意，她甘愿忍受一切的侮辱。
In order to fulfill God's will, she has to take all the insults.
所以她不可能不守神的道。
Therefore, she definitely will obey God's word.
耶稣这个是用一个很不可能的事情来做一个假定。
Because Jesus assumed that which is will not happen.
如果玛利亚不守神的道。
If Mary did not obey God's word.
虽然她怀有胎，为保乳养长大。
Though she gave birth to me and nursed me.
这个福气还不大。
And this kind of blessing is not big enough.
听神道去遵守的人福气更大。
Only for those who hear the words of God and obey it, those who will be blessed.
我们都没有机会为耶稣怀孕。
And we have no chance to bear the birth of Jesus.
尤其是男的。
Especially a man.
绝对不可能。
You have no chance at all.
但是我们可以遵守神的道。
But we can obey God's word.
耶稣说遵守神的道的人福气更大。
Because Jesus said, bless rather more for those who obey God's word.
我们今天已经信耶稣。
Today we all believe in Christ.
假如我们所信的道。
If we keep the Lord's word.
我们会得很大很多的福气。
Then we will receive all the abundant blessing.
到底我们会得什么福气呢?
What is the blessing that we will receive?
早上我在讲述点。
This morning I will pick up 4 points.
第一点。
First of all.
一个遵守神道的人。
For a person who obey God's word.
他会得到神的帮助。
He or she will receive God's help.
做什么都很顺利。
And no matter what they do, they will be blessed.
第二点。
Second,
他会得到很大的平安。
The person will receive the great peace.
第三点。
Third,
他的祈求会蒙神垂听。
And the asking will be fulfilled by God.
第四点。
Fourth,
他一定会进天国。
And definitely the person will enter the kingdom of heaven.
我先讲头一点。
I will analyze the first one.
一个所神道的人。
For a person who believes and observes the truth,
他会得神的帮助。
And he will receive God's help.
看耶稣雅记五章。
Let's turn to Book of Joshua.
耶稣雅记第五章。
Book of Joshua chapter 5.
十三节。
Verse 13.
耶稣雅记第五章十三节。
5:13.
耶稣雅靠近耶利哥的时候，举目观看。无料有一个人手里有拔出的刀，对面站立。耶稣亚到他那里，问他说：“你是帮了我们呢，是帮了我们敌人呢？”十六节。
14。
他回答说：“不是的，我来是要做神军队的元帅。”耶稣亚就伏在地下拜说：“我主有什么话吩咐仆人？”15节。
15。
神军队的元帅对耶稣亚说：“你把你的脚上的鞋脱下来，因为你所站的地方是圣的。 耶稣也就照着行了。啊，这里记得耶稣也要去公耶利哥之前看一下。
And this is recorded when Joshua before attacked the city of Jericho, he saw a vision.
他看一个人在最面站立，有拔出来刀。
And he saw a person standing in front of him with a drawn sword.
耶稣一看就知道这个是一个不平凡的人。
Joshua right away can determine this person as a normal person.
如果这个是一个很平凡的人
，If this is just a normal man,
帮助仇敌，耶稣不怕。
If the person helped the enemy, Joshua would not be afraid of him.
帮助耶稣也没有什么作用。
And Joshua would not care whether this person will help him.
但因为这个看起来是一个很不平凡的人。
Because he realized this person is not a normal man.
所以耶稣很在意到底这个人是帮助谁。
Therefore, Joshua is quite care which side he is standing.
如果帮助我，我一定能够打胜仇敌。
If the person help me, I can fight the battle.
如果他帮助仇敌，我就麻烦。
If he help the other side, then I may lose.
所以他问这个人说：“你来是帮助我们呢？是帮助我们仇敌呢？”
Therefore, his question asked the man is, "Are you for us or for our enemies?"
这个人回答很奇妙。
And the man's reply even more miraculous.
他说：“不是的。”
He said, neither.
有的译本换成都不是
Which is none of both.
因为他问两个问题
Because Joshua asked two questions.
第一个，你是帮我们吗？
First of all, are you for us?
第二个，你是帮我们的敌人吗？
Second, are you for our enemies?
他都不是
And he replied, neither.
我不是帮助你
I do not help you.
我也帮助你的敌，不是帮你的敌人
I do not help your enemy either.
耶稣呀，很快就明白这个什么意思。
And Joshua right away understand what is the meaning of the answer.
他伏在地拜他说：“我主有什么话吩咐仆人？”
He right away fell and face down to the ground, asked him, "What is your command to the servant?"
虽然他说他是神军的元帅。
Although he say he is the commander of the Lord's army.
但耶稣已经明白这个人是神。
But Joshua, this is God.
所以他伏在地拜他。
Therefore, he fell and face down to worship him.
但这个人没有拒绝。
This person did not refuse.
启示录在约翰看到天主显现。
When Revelation, John saw the angel.
他要拜他。
And John tried to worship the angel.
天主说：“你不要拜我。”
Angel refused him.
我跟你一样是做神仆人的。
Because I am just like you as the servant of God.
你要拜神。
You have to worship God.
除了神以外，没有人会接受任何人的跪拜。
Beside God, no one can receive any person's worship.
但是当耶稣跪拜，他说他没有拒绝。
And here Joshua worshipped this man, and this man did not refuse.
他接受这个跪拜。
Because this commander is worthy to receive the worshiping.
因为他是神。
Because he is God.
然后这个军队元帅，神军的元帅又对耶稣说。
And here the commander of the Lord's army replied.
把你脚上鞋脱下来。
And to Joshua say, take off your sandal on your
feet.
For the place where you are standing is holy.
这个我们想到摩西的经验。
And we understand this is the experience of Moses.
再说是三章记载。
In Exodus chapter 3,
神在荆棘火焰中显现，向摩西显现。
And God revealed himself in the burning bushes.
荆棘有火在焚烧，不会被烧坏。
Although the bushes was burned, but did not perish.
那神从荆棘中对摩西说：“你要把鞋脱下，因为你站的是圣地。”
And from the bushes that God told Moses, "Take off your sandal because the place you are standing is holy."
啊，所以我们认为这个啊，耶和军的元帅是神本身的显现。
Therefore, we think the commander of the Lord's army is the reveal of God.
列书的记载就会显得很多。
And the similar record in the Old Testament we can see a lot.
比方说雅各跟天主摔跤。
For example, Jacob wrestling with the angel.
前面讲天主，后面讲神。
And the first mention angel, and later be mentioned is God.
啊，所以对他说，你跟神跟人较力多得胜。
Therefore, you wrestle with man and God, you win the battle.
又给他改名。
And change his name.
又给他祝福。
And blessed him.
那是神本身的出现。
And that is the true presence of God.
好多地方有这个记载方法。
And we can see many places being recorded in such incidents.
前面讲神的使者，后面是讲神本身。
First of all, the incident being mentioned is the messenger of God, and later portion you will see God itself.
耶稣问你是帮助我们呢，帮助我们的敌人呢
？And Joshua asked the question, "Are you for us or for our enemy?"
他说都不是。
None of either.
耶稣赶快跪拜他。
And Joshua right away worshipped him.
我主有什么话可以吩咐，你尽管说。
And what message does my Lord have for his servant?
那么到底神要帮助谁呢？
And you can see which side God was standing.
帮助听神话的人。
And will help the people who obey his word.
人有敌我之分。
Because man has itself an enemy.
神没有敌我之分。
But God has no enemy.
都是神创造的。
Because everything under his creation.
不管什么种族。
No matter which nation.
不管什么国家的人民。
Or which people of the country.
都是属于创造的。都是神创造的。
It's all created by God.
所以神的真正的敌人就是说背叛他的人。
Therefore, God's enemy is the person disobey him.
不听他的话的人就是他的敌人。
And do not listen to his word, do not obey his word.
耶稣也是带领以色列人要去攻打耶利哥海的人。
Joshua is the person to lead the Israelites to conquer the city of Jericho.
他所带领的是神的选民。
And his people is the chosen one.
圣经说他们是神的军队。
And Bible tells they are the army of God.
但如果你不听我的话，
But here if you do not listen to my word,
我就不帮助你。
Then I will not help you.
你不以为你是神的选民，一定有神帮助，不一定。
You don't assume that because you are the chosen one, God definitely will help you.
反过来说，
On the other hand,
耶利哥人是你的仇敌。
And Jericho people, they are the enemy of you.
但如果他们遵守我的话，
If they obey my words,
我会帮助他们。
I would help them.
所以神是帮助所有听到话的人。
In other words, God would help those who obey His word.
不听话的人就是他的敌人。
Those who does not obey His word will be the enemy of God.
明白神为什么这样回答他。
Therefore, Joshua understand why God answered him like this.
所以他就赶快伏伏在地下拜说：“我主有什么吩咐？”
Joshua right away fell and face down to worship. What is your command to the servant?
然后这个人告诉他，你要怎么样去攻打耶利哥城。
And this commander tell him the strategy of conquer the city.
他们按照神所指示去做，得到胜利。
They follow the words of God and win the battle.
我们今天信耶稣。
Today we believe in Christ.
我们是神的选民。
We are the chosen one of God. 我们
真叫信徒。
And we are the member of the Jewish church.
但我们不要以为神一定帮助我。
But we do not try to assume God will definitely help us.
神要帮助受那些听他话的人。
And God will help those who obey His word.
我们如果不听神的话，
If we do not obey His word,
你虽然信了耶稣，
Although we believe in Christ,
归入真教会，
Believe in the member of
the
true church, 神不一定
帮助你。
God may not help you.
所以我们为了得到神的帮助，
In order to receive His help,
我们需要听从神的话。
We have to obey His word.
我们看传道书第一章。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes
十五节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse 15。
传道书第一章十五节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse 15。
弯曲的不能变直，缺少的不能足事。传道书一章十五节。
Here chapter 1 verse 15 tell us。
这里说弯曲的不能变直。
Here say the bent one cannot be straightened.
一件东西弯曲，你想把它弄直，如果力气不够，它不动；如果力气用够大了，它都断掉了。
If a twisted one you try to straighten, you cannot be forced or break it, or you cannot straighten out.
缺少的你要把它补满这个数目，补不到的。
What is lacking cannot be counted.
这个就说。人的能力很有限。
In other words, man's power is limited.
二十几年前，台北教会附近有一座大楼刚刚盖好。
Well, 20 years ago, the neighborhood of Taipei Church, there is a new building.
还没有人搬进去。
Haven't been people haven't moved yet.
一个北女的毕业生从那边跳下来，当场死去。
And there's a high school girl suicide and just jump from the high rise.
她是北女的高材生。
And she is the good student of the good school.
大专联考，她填个志愿而已，台大医科。
Because in her hope is put the first school in her examination.
因为她相信她的能力。
Because she believed herself.
没有考上。
But she did not get it.
但是分数很接近。
But very close on the mark.
因为分数接近，所以她下决心再准备一年，明年再来。
Because she's so close to the mark, therefore she prepared another year for another try.
第二年还是一个志愿而已，台大医科。
And second year, her will is the only one school she wants to enter.
又是没有考上。
But she did not enter.
但分数更接近了。
But even closer to the mark of entrance.
因为更接近没有考上，她很 心里很不甘恋。
Because it's too close to the mark of entrance, she will not feel fear.
就从那个道路跳下来。
She killed himself from jumping from jump.
有的人因为能力很强。
High rise.
有智慧。
Powerful and confident.
她太相信她的能力。
She believed herself.
但是有时候有意外的事情发生。
But sometime you will enter the incident,
人的能力, accident. 能力是有限的。
Because our power is limited.
我们今天信主人。
Today we believe in Christ.
有的人很有才干。
Many people has talent.
做什么都很顺利。
And you can do whatever you want.
但我们不要忘记需要靠神帮助。
But we do not forget God's help.
假如不是神帮助你。
Without God's help.
你虽然很有能力。
Although you have the full power,
但你不一定每次都成功。
But you may not be successful all the time.
我们看罗马书第八章。
Let's turn to Romans 8.
三到一节。
Romans 8, verse 31.
罗马书的第八章三到一节。
Romans chapter 8, verse 31.
既是这样，还有什么说的呢？神若帮助我们，谁能抵挡我们呢？这里说。神若帮助我们，谁能抵挡我们？
He tells, if God is for us, who can be against us?
有时候我们遇到了仇敌。
Sometimes we encounter the enemy.
他想用各种方法来陷害我们。
The enemy tried to attack us in many ways.
就有的人做生意。
For example, someone running a business.
商场如战场。
Because the business just like a battle of war. 很
多竞争敌手。
There's so many competitions.
他用各种方法来破坏你的工作。
The competitor will use many ways to attack your business.
不管你做什么工作。
No matter which business you are running.
都有竞争人在旁边。
There's a competitor right beside you.
因为你很突出啊。
Because you are outstanding.
因为你做什么很顺利啊。
Because you are prosper whatever you do.
他就会嫉妒。
The competitor will be jealous.
他想跟你竞争。
He will try to compete with you.
为了达到目的，他不择手段。
In order to compete with you, he will do whatever he can do.
我们不害怕。
But we are not afraid of that.
不管遇到什么敌手。
No matter which enemy in front of us.
我们先问自己。
We ask ourselves first.
我现在站在哪一边？
Which side I am standing right now?
假如我所神的教训。
If I obey God's word.
我站在神这边的。
I'm standing right beside God.
全世界都做我的仇敌。
Although the rest of people are an enemy of mine.
我也不怕。
I'm not afraid of God.
假如我跟神对立起来，
but if I am go against God,
不听神的话，
do not obey God's command,
虽然很多人做我的朋友，
although I have so many friends around me,
我也是危险，
then I may be in danger.
因为我已经成了神仇敌了，
because I become the enemy of God.
所以这里告诉我们，
here tell us,
神若帮助我们，谁能抵挡我们呢？
If God help us, who can be against us?
只要有神的帮助，
as long as we have the God's help,
我们什么都不用害怕。
We don't be afraid of all.
因此我们要遵守神的道。
Therefore, we have to keep His word.
我们就会得到神的帮助。
Then we will receive His help.
第二件，我们遵守神道的人。
Second part is, if we obey His word,
我们会得到很大的平安。
We may receive the good peace.
以赛亚书第八章。
Let's turn to book of Isaiah.
十八节。
Isaiah 8 verse 18.
以赛亚四十八章十八节。
Isaiah chapter 48 verse 18.
圣愿你速来听从我的命令，你的平安就如河水。神对以色列人说。
Here, God told the Israelites.
神希望以色列人速来听从神的命令。
And God hoped all the Israel people would pay attention on His commandment.
我们不要只有今天、明天听从的命令。
We should not just obey God's command today or tomorrow.
我们要继续的听从神的命令。
We should continuously keep the commandments forever.
从神的应许，我们平安好像河水。
Because that will Then we will receive the peace just like being a river.
河水是由山上流下来的。
The river is coming from the mountain.
因为山上有泉。
Because mountain has the spring.
有泉水从那流下来，时间久了，那边就变成一条河。
And the spring coming from the mountain become a river.
有时候很久没有下雨。
For a long time, it has no rain.
但河上还有水，因为山的泉一直下来。
Because but you can see the water still in the river because the water is coming from the spring.
一个遵行神的命令的人。
For a person who obey God's command,
他平安好像河水。
Then his peace will be like a river.
不会断绝的。
Will not be stopped.
而这个河水是很大的，力量是很强的。
And the river, water of the river is powerful.
所以遵守神话的人，他会得到很大的平安。
For people who believe and obey God's command will receive peace.
而且长远不断绝。
and which is will be never been stopped.
这个平安包括肉体的、心灵的平安。
The peace cover physical peace and the peace in your mind.
有时候我们肉体没有平安。
Sometimes we have no physical peace.
但心灵还是有平安。
But we have the peace in our mind.
因为神与我们同在。
Because God is with us.
所以遵行神的道理。
For a person who obey God's command,
我们能够到这个平安。
Then we will receive this kind of peace.
看腓立比第书章。
Let's turn to Philippians.
第九节。
Philippians 4 verse 9.
腓立比书第四章第九节。
Philippians chapter 4 verse 9.
你们在我身上所学习的、所领受的、所听见的、所看见的，这些事你们都要去行，是平安的神就必与你们同在。这边谈到我们所领受、所听见的道理要去行。
Whatever we have learned and received, we have to practice.
这样属天的神就与我们同在。
Then the God of peace will be with us.
我们的神称为属天的神。
And God is the God of peace.
他与我们同在，我们就有平安。
Since He is with us, then we have the peace.
大卫虽然是合神心意的人。
Although David is the person who do good will of God.
我们从这诗篇看出来，他一个很有信心的人。
From the psalm, we can understand he is the person with the faith.
虽然他这么好，
although he is good,
但他有一次犯罪，
but he still commit the sin.
神就说祸患要从他家兴起攻击他。
And God say the wolf will coming from your house and attack you.
看撒母下卷十二章。
Let's turn to 2 Samuel chapter 12.
撒母下卷。十二章
Second Samuel chapter 12,
第十节
10, verse 10.
撒母下卷十二章第十节
Second Samuel chapter 12, verse 10.
你既藐视我，娶了赫人乌利亚的妻为妻，所以刀剑必永不离开你的家。十一节
11.
耶和华如此说，我必从你家中心的祸患攻击你，我必在你面前把你挥鞭输给别人。十三节
13.
大卫对拿单说，我得了耶和华了。拿单说，耶和华已经除掉你的罪，你必不至于死。十四节
14.
主说你行这事叫神的仇敌大得亵渎机会，故主你所得的孩子必定要死。这边记在大卫犯罪以后。
Here's since David commit the sin,
神差遣先祖拿单来责备他。
And God sent prophet Nathan to rebuke him.
所以因为你犯这个罪，
because you commit the sin,
所以刀剑不离开你的家，
therefore the sword will not depart from your house.
神必从你的家中是你后患来攻击你，
and God will bring the calamity upon you and your household.
大卫晓得他错了，马上悔改。
And David know he commit the sin and repent right away.
因为他悔改，所以这个拿单就对大卫说，
because he repent, therefore Nathan told David,
神已经除了你的罪，你必不至死。
The Lord has taken away your sin, you are not going to die.
他祝你行这个事，让神的仇敌得到亵渎机会，所以你生的孩子必定死去。
But because you have doing so, you give the chance of enemy of Lord showing utter contempt to the Lord.
我们从这个故事看到神的公义除外的两面。
And from here we can see the two sides of God, the compassion and the righteousness.
以神的除外讲，
from the compassion side,
大卫悔改，
and David repent,
得到赦免，
and he received the forgiveness.
以神的公义讲，
from the righteousness of God,
他必须受惩罚，
and he has to receive the punishment.
大卫作王，
David was the king,
他有审判权，
and he has the right of judgment.
百姓犯罪，
if the people go against the law,
他会惩罚他。
He has the right to judge.
现在他自己犯罪，
now he himself commit the sin.
没有人可以惩罚他。
No one can judge him.
所以神必须惩罚他。
Therefore, God has to judge him.
虽然他悔改得了赦免，
although he repent and receive the forgiveness, he will not die.
但刀剑还是不离开他的家。
But the sword will not depart from his household.
祸患还是从他的家兴起攻击他。
The calamity will come upon him and his household.
所以接下来他的家庭就发生很多的灾难。
Later on, we can see so many disasters happen in his household.
好像一个人他犯法去坐牢。
For example, a person commit the sin, go into the jail.
我们传福音给他。
And we preach the gospel to him.
他悔改相信。
He repent and believe in the Lord.
如果得到看守的允许，带他出来洗礼。
And if the jailer allow, we can bring him for baptism.
他还回去坐牢。
Then he has to return to the jail.
因为刑期还没有满。
Because he has to finish his sentence.
他悔改受洗，罪得赦免。
And he repent and receive the baptism and been forgiven of the sin. He can be saved. This is the relationship built between him and God. But he commit the law. Against the law, he has to receive the sentence of the law. This is the law between law and himself. This is the society and himself. If he received the baptism and he doesn't have to return to the jail, then there's no power of the law. Then the society will become chaos.
有罪必须受惩罚,
and if you have the crime, you have to receive punishment. Then the community will be settled.
大卫因为悔改,
because David repents,
他的罪都赦免,
he received the forgiveness of God.
他不至于灭亡,
he will not die.
但如, 刀剑祸人,
but calamity and the sword will not depart from his
household.
If God did not do so, and God has no fairness to the Israelites, then the kingdom of Israelites will not be settled down.
神对这些人一样的方法对待他,
because God will use the same standard to judge person. And who committed sin will receive the punishment. David is a good man of God. But he committed the sin here.
所以神就给他后患, 给他刀剑,
and God gave him the sword and the calamities.
我们今天信的所有人,
and all these things are past, are good. But what happened today? Are you still good as before? Are you changed? If you are less than before, and you lost the faith of original, you are not like before, love God and love man. Even you disobey God's command and commit the sin, and God will definitely pursue on the sin. For a person who obey God's command, who will receive the peace, disobey God's command, will not receive the calamities. Third, if we obey God's command, then what we ask will be fulfilled by God. Let's turn to 1 John chapter 3, verse 22.
1 John 3:22.
1 John chapter 3 verse 22.
并且我们一切所求的就从他得着, 因为我们遵守他的命令, 行他所喜悦的事情。 这边谈到, 我们向神所求的都可以得到,
because anything we ask we will receive from God,
因为我们遵守他的命令,
because we obey his command,
行他所喜悦的事情,
and do what please him.
你遵守神的命令,
if we obey God's command,
神,
and do what please him, then what we ask God will fulfill. We have many things has to ask God. If we obey God's command as usual, and God is pleased with you, then you will be fulfilled in your prayer. You will believing Christ is wonderful. Then you would have the testimony to bear to your friends. If we do not obey God's command as usual, we have no effect of prayer, then we may doubt, is there a God? We do not even try to testify Lord's command. Therefore, as usual, we have to obey his command to please him, then we have the effective of prayer. Let's turn to Gospel John chapter 9,
31节,
chapter 9 verse 31. Gospel John chapter 9 verse 31.
我们知道神不听罪人, 唯有敬供神遵行他主意的神才听他。 这里说,
here tells, obviously, God will not listen to the sinner. Only listen to those, to the godly man who does his will. For the people who do not obey his command, and become a stumbling block, then his prayer will not reach God. That does not tell us God has no power, because God doesn't want to hear this person's prayer. Let's turn to Lamentation chapter 3. Lamentation chapter 3 verse 44.
第三章十六节。
Lamentation chapter 3 verse 44。
你以黑云遮蔽自己，以致祷告不得透入。这里说神用黑云遮蔽他自己。
Here tells us God covered himself with a cloud。
为什么神用黑云遮蔽他自己？
Why God has to do so?
因为我们有过犯没有悔改。
Because we have the sin and without repentance.
神不想听这个祷告。
God will not listen to this type of prayer.
所以神用黑云把自己遮蔽了。
Therefore, God covered himself with a cloud.
我们祷告就不能够达到神那边。
Then our prayer cannot get through to reach God.
看四书节。
That's 3 verse 40.
耶利米哀歌三章四十节。
Lamentation chapter 3 verse 40.
我们当深深考察自己行为，再归向神。啊，这里提到我们要深深考察自己行为。
Here tells us we have to examine our ways.
我们有什么地方得罪神没有？
And we have to examine ourselves whether we have a way to against God.
如果我们有得罪神的地方，
if we do have,
我们应当要悔改。
Then we have to repent.
然后再归向神。
Then in order to return to God.
这样我们跟神之间就没有黑云遮蔽。
Then we will not see a piece of cloud between God and us.
我们祷告就很顺畅的能够达到神那边。
And our prayer will smoothly reach God.
啊，为了让祷告发生功效。
In order to have an effective a prayer.
我们要守神的道理。
We have to obey God's command.
我现在讲第四点。
Let's mention the number 4 point.
守神道的人一定会得救进天国。
For the person who obey his command will be saved into the heavenly kingdom.
马太福音第七章。
Let's turn to Matthew.
21节。
Gospel Matthew chapter 7 verse 21.
马太七章21节。
Gospel Matthew chapter 7 verse 21.
凡称我主啊主啊的人不能多进天国。唯独遵循我天主意的人才能进去。主意是说称呼他主啊的人不能多进天国。
Here Jesus said, not everyone who say to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of God.
信耶稣人才会称耶稣为主。
And those people who believe in Christ will call Jesus is the Lord.
信耶稣为了得救。
We believe in Christ in order to be saved.
但主耶稣提醒我们，
But Jesus remind us here,
不是每个信主能称耶稣为主都能够进天国。
Not everyone who say to God, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven.
他说唯独遵天主意才能够进去。
But only he who does the will of the Father.
我们学罗马书里面说，罗马书的主题就是因信称义。
When we learn the book of Romans, we know to be justified by the faith.
不是因行为称义。
Not because the deeds.
保罗所否定的是信主前的行为。
And Paul denied the deeds of believing Christ before believing Christ.
不是你很好，神在拣选你。
Not because you do good, therefore God chose you.
是神恩典临到你才蒙拣选。
But you were chosen because the grace of God.
如果你很好才蒙拣选。
Because if you have the good deeds, then you've been chosen.
那很多坏人就没有机会蒙拣选。
Then those bad person have bad deeds cannot be chosen.
我们叫信主的，有的以前生活不好，很败坏。
And we can see many believers.Before believing in Christ, they are in a good, bad shape.
后来蒙拣选。
And then they've been chosen.
然后他彻底改变。
Then they change their habit right away.
有的人很善良。
And people who has a good peace of mind.
但是他没有机会听福音。
But he has no chance to listen to the truth.
他不可能信耶稣。
And he has no chance to believe in Christ.
连听都没有听过，怎么会信呢？
Not even hear the gospel, how can he believe?
我们选东西是好的才要，不好就不要。
When we pick up the option, we have to pick up the right one and get rid of the bad one.
但神这是一种恩典。
But God's chosen is a blessing.
不是用我们的好不好来做依据，拣选的依据。
It's not depend on the standard of what type of deeds we have.
所以保罗是否定信主前的行为，不能成为我们被神拣选一个条件。
Therefore, Paul really deny what you have done before you believe in Christ.
但信主后的行为，保罗是很看重。
But after you believe in Christ, your deeds is important.
所以保罗书里面提到很多信主后应该有的表现。
Therefore, in the book of Romans, we can see all the deeds we should do after we believe in Christ.
其实行为是信心的助人结果。
Because these is the result of the faith.
有真的信心就会有好行为。
If we have the firm faith, then we have a good deed.
这个是雅各所强调的。
This is what James tried to emphasize.
而身体没有灵是死的。
Because if the body has no soul, it's the dead body.
有什么身体会行动？
Then if the body has the soul, we'll move around.
然后他说，心里没有行为是死的。
If the faith has no If a belief has no faith, it's the death.
有什么信心是会有行为表现的。
Then if the faith has the deeds, it's a life faith.
所以行为是信心的助人结果。
Therefore, deeds is the result of the faith.
我们说因信称义。
Today we talk about to be justified by faith.
不等于说行为不重要。
That does not tell us the deeds is not important.
因为信心是行为是信心的表现。
Because deed is the result of the faith.
所以耶稣才说。
Therefore Jesus tell us.
一个人没有真的神的主意。
For a person do not do what is God's will.
就是说他没有一个真正的有什么信心。
In other words, he has no faith of the life.
那个人不能进天国。
Then this person cannot enter the kingdom of heaven.
看二十二节。
Let's read verse 22.
当那日必有许多人对我说，主啊主啊，我们不是奉你名传道，奉你名赶鬼，奉你的名行许多异能吗？二十三节
，23，
我就明明地告诉他们说，我从来不认你们，你们这些作恶的人，离开我去吧！啊，耶稣说审判时候。
Jesus said, "This is the judgment."
很多人对耶稣说
，Many people claim to Jesus.
我们不是奉你名传道吗
？Are we not a prophecy for you?
我们不是奉你名医病赶鬼吗
？Are we not drive out the demon in your name?
耶稣要对他们说
，But Jesus will reply to them.
我从来不认识你们。
I never knew you before.
不是今天才不认识
，Not because today.
我已经观察了一段很长时期了。
I have observed you for a long time.
从起初到现在，我都不认识你。
From the beginning to Right now, I never knew you before.
你们是作恶的人，离开我去吧。
You are the evildoer. Leave me away.
这个告诉我们。
Here tell us.
为主传福音。
For to preach the gospel.
有恩赐医病赶鬼。
To have the talent to drive out the demons.
这个不是多久的保障。
This is not the guarantee of saving.
传福音是我们要尽的本分。
Preaching the gospel is our duty.
医病赶鬼这个恩赐是为了今天叫神给我们的。
Drive out the demon. This is the talent. This is the gift given by God.
啊，但灵修是我们。自己主力跟神的关系。
But spiritual nurturing is the relationship between God and us.
如果你没有恩赐，不能医病赶鬼。
If you don't have the gift to drive out the demon and heal the sick.
真正的信徒首先教训。
But you are the true believer, obey God's command.
你一定得救。
Definitely you will be saved.
反过来说。
On the other hand.
如果你医病赶鬼。
If you can drive out the demon.
有很多恩赐。
You have many.Gift and talent,
热心传福音
and preach the gospel fervently,
建立教会
and build up the church.
假如不守神的道理
but if you don't believe, don't obey God's command,
还是不能得救
you will not be saved.
不要因为有恩赐就误会神一定喜欢我
Do not assume because you have the talent that God likes you.
我才有这个恩赐
Therefore, I receive such a gift.
神给谁有恩赐不一定是喜欢他再给恩赐
God gives someone gift not because God likes him.
因为恩赐是为了建立教会必须有的
And because in order to build the church, the person receives the gift.
神为了建立一个教会，就给一些有恩赐
God have to give certain gift to person in order to build the church.
如果因主认为神喜欢我才给有恩赐
If you believe that is the way because God like you,
因此被人疏忽了灵修的功夫
then you ignore the spiritual nurturing.
不守神教训
then you do not obey God's command.
还是不能够得救
Definitely, you will not be saved.
所以守神教训是最重要的
Obey God's word is most important.
我们信主是为了得救
Believe in Christ in order to be saved.
如果不能得救
If we cannot be saved,
为主做很多工作
We may perform many works for God.
有很多的恩赐
We may have tons of gifts for the Lord.
还是落空
And you will work in vain.
最后看一段圣经
Last not the least,
马太十六章
Let's turn to Bible Matthew
二十六节
Matthew 16 verse 26.
马太福音十六章二十六节
Matthew 16 verse
26. 人若赚了全世界，赔上自己生命，有什么益处呢？人还能拿什么换生命呢？主耶稣提醒我们
Here Jesus reminds us
一个人如果能够在全世界没有生命有什么用呢
If a person can gain the whole world but without the soul what is the good for the person
我们的能力很有限
We have a very limited strength
我们一辈子几岁很快就过去
And we may pass away for a couple decades
世界的财宝是无限的
And the world's treasure is no limited at all
有限的才能
And we have a limited strength
短暂的生命
Temporary life,
要赚你无限的世界的财宝是不可能的。
We try to earn the whole world treasure, which is impossible.
从亚当到现在
，from Adam,
全世界的财宝是每个时代全人类的共同的产业。
And we can see the treasure of the whole world is the possession of the whole population.
没有一个有能力能够赚取全世界。
And no one has such ability to earn the whole world.
但耶稣在做一个不可能假定。
But Jesus tried to put an assumption here.
假如有一个人。
If a person,
他有很强的能力,
he has such a wonderful ability,
他有充沛的精力,
he has a wonderful energy,
在短短几岁能够赚领全世界,
in a couple decades, he can earn the whole world.
但假如他没有永生,
but if he has no everlasting life,
有什么用呢?
What is good for him?
我们出生什么都没有带来,
we burn with the empty hand,
有一天一个是宿醉,
and one day we will pass away,
什么都不能带走,
we still with the empty hands.
啊, 我们出生时候没有一个人生, 穿衣服出生的,
we born with naked body,
我那人生六个孩子
and my wife gave birth for six children.
每个孩子出生我都在场
and each children was born when I was there.
没有一个孩子穿衣服出生
none of them with clothes on it.
假如我一个孩子穿衣服出生，我吓太太吓坏了
if a baby with the cloth on it,
你现在有衣服穿
today you have the cloth on.
你有房子住
you have the place to
live. 你有钱用
you have the money to use.
都不是出生带来的
not because you bring from your womb.
都是来到这个地球以后你得到的
when you come to this world, you earn it.
所以你什么都不能带走
nothing you can bring back.
你什么都没有带来，怎么能带走呢
nothing you bring with you, nothing you can bring back with you.
所以你要空手离这个世界
And you are going to live with empty hands.
假如你没有永生的盼望,
if you don't have the everlasting hope,
你能够赚钱出罪,
even you can earn the whole world,
你有很大的学问,
you have the wonderful knowledge,
你有很高的地位,
you can have a high status,
结果还是落空,
but you're still working in vain.
我去年去, 美国圣何西,
last year I visited San Jose Church,
那附近有一个养老院,
and that time there is an old folks home.
有一个传道常常去那边访问他们
and our preacher visit them quite often
有时候跟弟兄一起为他们做一些服务的工作
and sometimes the preacher went there with the brother and sister
跟他们
some good things
聊聊天
and talk to them
有些传闻给他们
sometimes preach the gospel to them
结果他发现里面有些以前是博士
and he realized some of them were a doctor degree
还有大学教授
and even professor in university
看不出来
But you cannot tell from their appearance because they has no knowledge at all.
他们年轻时候很有才干。
At that time, they were a very wonderful person.
他们很聪明。
They were a wise man.
但是现在老了。
But right now they are old.
脑力已经衰退了。
They lost all their memory.
变成傻傻的。
And they become a foolish person.
如果他不讲他过去的经历，你看不出这个人以前有那么大的成就。
If the person not tell you what he has been, you cannot tell what he has done.
现在什么都没有了。
Right now he lost everything.
而且到了养老院去受别人照顾。
And the person has to stay in that kind of manner in order to.
如果你没有信耶稣
，If you don't believe in Christ，
你没有永生的盼望
，You don't have the hope for everlasting life。
一切都是虚空。
And everything is in vain。
我们信耶稣。
Today we believe in Christ.
每个人不同动机
and we may have different motivation to believe in Christ.
因为家里不平安来信主
You may believe because the peace.
有因为感觉心里面很虚空才来信主
You may believe because you have no, you have an empty heart.
每个人不同的动机
Everyone has different motive.
但有没有个共同的终极的目标
But we have a common goal.
就是到天国去
Which is entering the kingdom of heaven.
我们在树上寄居几岁很快过去了
And we temporarily live in this world for decades.
我刚刚当传道时候
Begin at the very beginning when I was a preacher.
我最大孩子才四岁
My eldest child is 4 years old.
现在我最大孙高中毕业了
Now my grandson graduated from the high school.
我刚刚当传道时候
When I was a preacher beginning.
还总会那些长老师傅有的五十多有的六十多
I saw those preachers and elders they are 40, 50 years old in GA.
现在很多弃主也是那边休息的
And there are so many being returned right beside Jesus.
有的已经老了
And they are many of them are old.
不像以前那样聪明了。
Not like before, as wise as before.
人数会老的。
Men will get old.
有一天会离开这个地方的。
One day they will depart from this place.
所以我们要守真教训。
We have to obey God's command.
把握这个夺走盼望。
We have to great hold the hope of everlasting.
今天早上我们就一起学到这个地方。
And we conclude this morning section here.
唱诗228首。